The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now on 960 The Patriot, it's the Middle East Radio Forum, your chance to talk about the turmoil in the Middle East. To call in live, dial anytime at 602-508-0960. That's 602-508-0960. Outside of the Valley, call toll-free at 888-960-9696. Questions are also welcome at radioforum@AOL.com. That's radioforum@AOL.com. Now your host for the Middle East Radio Forum, Attorney William J. Wolf.
Don't you just love to hear this introduction? Hi, this is William Wolf. I'm your host today. It's October 11, 2020. It's my pleasure to be here. As you probably know, this month we are finishing up the 17th year of broadcasts, and we'll be starting the 18th year. Hard to believe. I had no idea it would be going on this long when I first started the show back in 2003. I thank you for listening. I thank my wonderful guests for being on the show. And we're going to have another great show. Ted Bellman is my main guest today. Please do spread the word about this show. It's available worldwide on the internet, on my website, MiddleEastRadioForum.org. And the call-in number, 602-508-0960. And you can send an email, radioforum, R-A-D-I-O-F-O-R-U-M, @AOL.com. If you ever don't catch something during the show, you have a question about something, you can certainly send me an email during the week. I thank you for listening. I thank you for supporting the advertisers who make this show possible. On this program, you get news, analysis, and opinion that you simply cannot get anywhere else. And Ted Bellman is my guest today. He's been a frequent guest. Ted, how are you today?
Happy to be with you.
Thank you very much. You're a terrific asset to the show. I appreciate that very much. You're Canadian originally. You made Aliyah, which means you've moved to Israel several years ago. And you have a wonderful blog called Israel Pundit. Why don't you tell people, first of all, how they can access your blog?
Well, Isra, first four letters of Israel, Pundit, PUNDIT.org. You can go directly to that URL, and everything is there for you.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Ted. I think we have some things to talk about with this election coming up. It's unbelievable what's going on right now. I've never seen such a division in this country before, where one side basically hates the other. I know the left hates the right. In other words, the Democrats seem to hate the Republicans. I'm not sure that that's reciprocal. I don't think the Republicans hate the Democrats, but certainly the Republicans are going to try to win this election. We broadcast, of course, here in Phoenix, which covers all of Maricopa County and some of the other counties nearby. It's my understanding that Arizona may be pivotal in this election. And, of course, Maricopa County, where we are here in Phoenix, is the most populous by far county in Arizona. So perhaps we might have some influence on the national election. It's hard to say, but we're going to give it our best shot. Ted, you've written a lot about this, and you've said don't sell Trump short, even though he has COVID and is behind in the polls. You want to explain that, please?
Well, when we talked a couple of weeks ago, there was a devastating poll in terms of whether he's going to be reelected or not in Arizona, of all places. And I think they were talking about 11 or 12 point spread. And unfortunately, that wasn't the only horrific poll. CNN had a poll also calling like 12, 14 points behind. And that's enough to give you a heart attack if you really care about making America great. So I follow the polls very, very closely. And I've learned some very startling things. First, let me explain a fundamental difference in some polls. Either the polls are registered voters, or it's a poll of likely voters. Now, Rasmussen normally does likely voters, and likely voters is a poll among people who in the past have voted. And registered voters ignores whether they've ever voted before. So if you really want to communicate reality, you're far better off with a likely voter poll.
You know, Ted, let me interject myself here. I get calls all the time from these pollsters at home. I just hang up on them. I'm just wondering how many other people just hang up and are not included in these polls. To me, it's just it's a waste of time. I'm not going to participate in this. I just wonder, you know, if there's any basis of deciding whether or not Republicans or Democrats are more likely to ignore the pollsters.
Well, you're absolutely right. First of all, the polls are they're run by big business. They're run by left-wing media, mainstream media, and they have an agenda. And the agenda is to make Republicans give up because the odds are so high that how can we fight this? So there are so many things that we have learned not to trust the left-wing media, the mainstream media, New York Times, Washington Post, you name it, because they are all designed to enable Republicans to win. So there's an agenda. And you have to understand that.
They're designed to what? I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
They're designed, there's a number of things, but one of them is to demoralize Trump supporters.
Okay, so they're designed to make the Democrats win.
Yes.
Okay.
To look like they're winning. They don't affect the result. So what happens is this. When you say, okay, let's go along with this idea of they're polling registered voters. Now, the question is, are the people who have registered, are they a proper sample of the electorate? And there's so many things wrong with the polls. There's so many dead people in the polls. So many people have moved out of the state.
But of course, dead people certainly vote in Chicago. They have for years.
There's no question that the rolls are filthy with dead people and people who have moved out of the jurisdiction. And they're polling these people. Then I'll give you one other thing about the polls, and that is that over 50% of the registered voters don't vote. 50%. So half the sample that they're going after don't vote. In other words, have no skin in the game. So that's item number one I want to mention. The second thing is everybody talks about Trump supporters who are shy about it and they don't want to come out and say, I'm a Trump supporter, because they'll be vilified and attacked in so many different ways. And so they keep quiet. So that affects the polls, too. And the pollster asks these people, either like you, they say, don't bother me, or they simply go along with what's expected, and they don't want to identify themselves as a Trump supporter. Now, you might say, well, you know, all the polls are the same, and they've done and this. This is the reality, and let's see the reality that's being ignored. Now, here are the signals that all the pundits look for. Who is doubling down in a state and who is leaving the state in terms of if Trump recently announced that they were pulling out all their people from Iowa and one other state and not spending any more money there. Now, that may sound like they've given up, but on the contrary, it's in the bag. So they marshaled the resources elsewhere.
Of course, Hillary thought that Wisconsin was in the bag for her, and Michigan also. So she ignored them.
Yes. So that's changed everything in the sense. So things aren't in the bag. Now I'll mention one other thing. When Trump ran against Hillary, there was a certain enthusiasm gap, and we were all familiar with that. The number of people that would come out to the rallies for Trump, and you could see huge differential in enthusiasm. Today, that enthusiasm gap is three times larger than what it was with Hillary. And so that's a big factor, because that tells you who's going to come out and vote. The more enthusiastic you are, the more likely you are to vote. So that's another thing. And I just read something, you know, the key here, everybody knows, is Florida and Pennsylvania, because they're big states. And everybody got worried when, what's his name, Bloomberg announced he was going to spend $100 million in Florida to win the vote. And in that regard, I might mention that part of the reason the polls are looking strong in general is that...
You mean strong for Biden?
Yeah, is that the Democrats are outspending the Republicans 2-1. So people are being bombarded with paid advertisements at twice the rate. And so that's another thing that you look at. Now, I just read an article dealing with Pennsylvania. And you can do the whole Pennsylvania. You can see what's going on or whatever. And it turns out there's one county in Pennsylvania that always indicates who's going to take the state. So all you have to look at that particular county to know what's going to happen in Pennsylvania. Now, I'll tell you something about Florida. There is an enormous registration drive among Republicans running into the many hundreds of thousands of registrations by Democrats. I mean, huge numbers. So, and then there's something else, another indicator, totally ignoring the polls. And I'm leaving the pièce de résistance for the end. But so we see that that's important, how many people are coming out. Now, the Republicans have invested in a door-knocking campaign. And they have hundreds and hundreds of volunteers knocking doors, totally outclassing the Democrats, who are just not in the game. And this door-knocking campaign has been going on, and it is very telling. Now, here's something that everybody else knows, and that is that when Trump ran 4 years ago, he was quite an unknown quantity because there was so much vilification of him that people were careful, leery, whatever. No longer today. Trump has proven himself. People love him. And he's been effective. And so Trump is a stronger candidate as a result, because people have gotten to know him better.
Ken, I'm not sure I understand. Are you saying that Florida, from what you're saying, and Pennsylvania are in the Trump column for sure?
For sure.
Okay, that's one of the reasons why the last time you were on the show, you wouldn't even consider the fact that Trump was going to lose this election. It was a shame.
And it's the same now. It's the same now. And like I said, I haven't even given you the pièce de résistance yet.
All right. Go ahead.
Now, if Florida was in the bag for the Democrats, would Bloomberg be spending $100 million there? So if you want to see where the Democrats are worried, you look where they're spending their money. And that'll tell you where they're worried. Now, the next thing is that Trump won because he won over all the Rust Belt, all these different states. And he only lost a couple states like Minneapolis and one other, but it was almost a clean sweep.
Of course, you mean Minnesota, not Minneapolis. Minneapolis is the city.
Minnesota.
Right.
Minnesota. And he didn't get Minnesota. I think he got Arizona. You could tell me better.
Yes, he got Arizona. He did not get Nevada or he did not get Colorado.
Right, right.
And, I don't think he got New Mexico either.
Okay, to find out who's confident about those three states, look at who's spending money there and visiting there. That's all you have to know. Okay? Now, the...
Right, 1 minute to break, Ted. 1 minute.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to hold back my pièce de résistance. Let's see. Oh, yeah. So here comes Trump, and he won over those states, right? And in the last 3.5 years, he has delivered with jobs, legislation, energy production. Is anyone going to suggest to me that any of those states who are all affected by the jobs and the energy are going to bail on him? Not a chance. He's more solid than he was then because he's delivered.
Okay, Ted, let me interrupt you there because we are coming upon the first of the three breaks. You're listening to Middle East Radio Forum here on 960 The Patriot. My name is William Wolf. I'm your host today. Next Sunday will be Mayor Jalovitz, always a terrific presentation. And please continue to help the show. As I told you earlier, we are finishing our 17th year of broadcast. Yes, 17th year. We'll start the 18th year later this month. And the only reason I'm able to do that is because I have wonderful advertisers and wonderful listeners who support those advertisers. And when you do, please, it's very important to tell them you're doing so because they advertise on this program. The advertisers need to know that their advertising dollars are well spent. And the reason we're going into the U.S. election is because it's very, very important to both Israel and the Middle East. This is Middle East Radio Forum, and we'll be tying this into the Middle East later in the show. Please spread the word about the show. Call some friends. Let them know that we're on right now. We're going to be back with about 45 minutes of show to go, so please stay with us. Dassault and Macros are my business and personal CPAs for a good reason. Prompt and accurate work means I trust them with all my accounting needs. Conveniently located just off the 51 freeway at 3519 East Shea Boulevard, Suite 122, give them a call and see what they can do for you. 602-996-8885. That's Dassault and Macros, 602-996-8885. There are a lot of great Mexican restaurants in Phoenix, but I am very particular. When I want the best Mexican lunch or dinner, I head straight to Mi Patio on the southeast corner of 7th Avenue and Osborne. They serve all your favorite dishes and only use pure vegetable oil in their cooking. Mi Patio is sure to become your favorite Mexican restaurant, too. That's Mi Patio Mexican Restaurant on the southeast corner of 7th Avenue and Osborne. Tell them that William Wolf sent you there. Watermark Wealth Strategies and Watermark Wealth Planning offices at 11333 North Scottsdale Road, Suite 295 in Scottsdale. Has been a loyal sponsor of this program since its start. They specialize in wealth retention, estate, and legacy planning. Watermark has been a leader in the Valley, and its members have been together for over 17 years. Founding partner Carmen Ciccone has over 36 years of experience in tax, investment, and estate planning issues affecting retirees and their assets. They offer comprehensive planning that has helped assist families through the process of identifying client objectives and concerns and constructing a strategic plan to address tax, risk, and legacy issues. Consultations are complimentary, and we encourage you to contact Allison Porter at 480-442-3989 to schedule. Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA/SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra Investment Services. Watermark Wealth Strategies, LLC, is not affiliated with Kestra Investment Services or Kestra Advisory Services.
My name is William J. Wolf, host of Middle East Radio Forum since 2003. As you may know, I am a personal injury attorney in practice since 1971. I was just awarded the high honor of Trial Attorney of the Year by the Arizona Trial Lawyers Association. I handle all types of personal injury and wrongful death cases. Unlike many other attorneys, especially the high-volume TV advertising attorneys, I do go to court if necessary to obtain the best possible resolution for all my clients. It is often impossible to obtain the best possible result if your lawyer does not have the reputation of being willing to go to court on all matters. If you have a claim, please call me for a free initial consultation at 602-279-1914. My office is at 7301 North 16th Street, Suite 203 in Phoenix. Again, call 602-279-1914. I look forward to meeting you and making sure that you obtain the best possible recovery. Call 602-279-1914 and please continue to support Middle East Radio Forum.
You are listening to the Middle East Radio Forum on 960 The Patriot. To join in the conversation, call anytime at 602-508-0960. That's 602-508-0960. Outside of the Valley, call toll-free, 888-960-9696. Questions are also welcome at radioforum@AOL.com. That's radioforum@AOL.com. Now back to your host, Attorney William J. Wolfe.
Welcome back to today's edition of Middle East Radio Forum. My name is William Wolfe. As I said earlier, we are now finishing up our 17th year of broadcast. Hard to believe, but I thank you for supporting the show by using the services of the advertisers and for spreading the word about the show. It is available everywhere in the world on my website, MiddleEastRadioForum.org. You can also listen to old shows in the podcast. Also, this show is rebroadcast on the station from 9 to 10 p.m. every Saturday night. So that's a great addition. The show is so popular here, they decided to rerun it on Saturday night. Ted Bellman is my guest. Ted, I'd like you to work into your discussion about why this is so important to Israel and the Middle East. But go ahead, please.
We'll come to that. I just want to finish off that we didn't mention the debates. And what's interesting about the debates, and I think Trump did not do well in his debate for lots of reasons, but Pence was fabulous. Pence was totally in control. Now, Pence had his message, and he delivered it, and Trump was too much into the mix with Biden. And Trump has such a fantastic track record. All he has to do is recite his track record of accomplishment, of jobs, of the best economy, the lowest unemployment. The list goes on and on and on. And the Democrats have nothing to tout because their entire platform is based on lies. And Pamela Harris was lying throughout. And they know that the mainstream media will not call them out on the lies because guess what? The mainstream media started the lies.
Well, Ted, they also have the truth of the riots and the looting and the fires.
That's
and all
right.
The Democrats do.
Absolutely. Now, who would vote to the Democrats who supported the riots? Like, use your common sense. That's got to hurt them. Now, I'm going to try and wrap this up. We'll come to Israel in a moment. That there's so much to be said here. And that is that I lost my train of thought for a moment. You have to pardon me.
No, that's okay. We were just talking about the debate and how Pence was so good and Trump could have done better.
Yeah, that was my – I don't know how everybody else feels, but that's certainly what I felt. And now it appears that maybe even Trump isn't going to be a debate because he doesn't want a virtual event. I'll leave that to him to make that decision. But Trump is loved by the people who vote for him. I mean, it's a love affair. And they're hated as by the left. So this really is that the lovers are going to win and the haters are going to lose. And that's what it boils down to. Okay, let me give you the piece de resistance and then I'll go on to other questions. There is one test or indicator that's been right for 105 years calling who is going to win the election. Every time they call it, and here's what's interesting, they call it before the campaign starts. And they never change their position. And so what they look at, and this is proven for 105 years, they look at who did the best in the primaries. And the candidate who had the strongest showing in the primaries always wins.
Well, I don't know how they can do that, because there really wasn't a Republican primary this time. It was 4 years ago they had it.
And if you're an incumbent, you're a shoo-in if nobody challenges you. That's the reality. And it's called the primary model. You can look it up. And it's never been wrong. And once they established a model based on the primaries, they don't care what the polls say. They don't look at them. They're not fazed by them. They're not interested in them, because they have so much belief in their model and what it predicts. How about that? Is that a pièce de résistance?
Yes, it is. And Ted, I will have you on the show after the election results are known, so you can either eat crow in front of us or you can gloat. It'll be your choice.
What's my alternative? Crow I don't like. What else you got for me? Just joking. All right, what do you want to know about Israel?
Well, I want to know why this election is so important to Israel and the Middle East, because this is a Middle East show, and obviously I want to shift the focus to the Middle East.
Well, the first thing that's important is that, you know, in American politics, it's the economy, stupid. Nevertheless, look at when Bush was trounced, it was based on the Democrats screaming over and over again, Bush lied, people died. They were smearing him just the way they smeared Trump, right? So it can have an effect, foreign policy. Now, Obama got into many wars in Libya and Syria, not Trump. Trump has been withdrawing troops. He has avoided war. He's got an enormous breakthrough in a peace agreement. I mean, it's unbelievable what Trump has accomplished in his foreign policy, all of which is good for Israel. And I have to tell you that we're just beginning, that in the next few weeks, you're going to see many developments in Syria, in Lebanon, in Jordan, that are very supportive of Israel. Things are going to happen that's going to make Israel's position that much better. And so that's all due to Trump. And it's not out yet, but it's going to happen. I happen to have an inside track on this information, and I'm told it's great news for Israel. And I'm thinking that Syria, being a Sunni state, is going to also join the Trump train and all the other Sunnis and making peace with Israel. And Lebanon the same. Wouldn't that be something?
Well, that would absolutely be something. Ted, we're coming up on the next break in a couple of minutes, and I would like to get you to talk about how this COVID situation may affect the election, because this is something that probably hasn't happened since the flu of 1918, the Spanish flu. And I'm just wondering, because the economy was going tremendous before this pandemic situation less than a year ago. Unemployment was down, but obviously with the COVID and the shutdowns, unemployment is way up and so on. Economic activity is less. I'd like you to explain how that affects this election, or maybe how it does not affect the election, because I need to know, and I'm thinking I might try to figure out what my listeners want to hear. And I think they'd like you to weave that into the discussion. So we'll be coming back in a few minutes. You're listening to Middle East Radio Forum here on 960 The Patriot. My name is William Wolf. I'm here just about every other Sunday. Sometimes we do two in a row, and then Mayer will do two in a row. But basically, we split the time on the show, and then Dave Rothschild will step in as needed, which I very much appreciate. But I need to have you continue to help me bring the show to you. Of course, the way you do that is by using the services of the advertisers. Often it costs you nothing, absolutely nothing, to support the show. The reason I can say that is all you need to do is shift your spending from somebody who does not advertise to somebody who does. I know each and every one of my advertisers personally, and I know they give great goods and services. So just please switch your spending to my advertisers. And people have asked how they can support the show if they're unable to do that. Direct donations are certainly welcome. I suggest at least $52 a year. That's a dollar a week. If the show is worth listening to, I would think it would be worth a dollar a week to you. So you can send a direct donation to me, William J. Wolf, at my office, 7301 North 16th Street, Suite 203, Phoenix 85020. The address again, 7301 North 16th Street, Suite 203, Phoenix 85020. Please stay with us. We'll be right back with Ted Bellman of Isrepundent. Watermark Wealth Strategies and Watermark Wealth Planning offices at 11333 North Scottsdale Road, Suite 295 in Scottsdale. Has been a loyal sponsor of this program since its start. They specialize in wealth retention, estate, and legacy planning. Watermark has been a leader in the Valley, and its members have been together for over 17 years. Founding partner Carmen Ciccone has over 36 years of experience in tax, investment, and estate planning issues affecting retirees and their assets. They offer comprehensive planning that has helped assist families through the process of identifying client objectives and concerns and constructing a strategic plan to address tax, risk, and legacy issues. Consultations are complimentary, and we encourage you to contact Allison Porter at 480-442-3989 to schedule. Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA/SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra Investment Services. Watermark Wealth Strategies, LLC, is not affiliated with Kestra Investment Services or Kestra Advisory Services. Complete Chiropractic and Injury Service, located at 27th Avenue and Bethany Home Road, is your go-to chiropractic office for any accident, injury, or chronic problem. I have worked with them with many of my clients and received uniformly great results. So if you are injured or have chronic pain, you know who to call. Dr. Daniel Sevier at Complete Chiropractic and Injury Service. 602-242-2050. That's 602-242-2050. Maryland Deli and Mini Mart on the northwest corner of 7th Street in Maryland is much more than just a great Shell station and Mini Mart. Great cook-to-order food, different flavors of coffee and tea, beer and fine wine, including kosher wine, round out a wonderful one-stop shopping experience. A loyal sponsor of Middle East Radio Forum, check them out on the northwest corner of 7th Street in Maryland and Phoenix. That's Maryland Deli and Mini Mart, 602-277-6269. How do you choose your accident injury attorney? If you need heart surgery, do you choose your surgeon from seeing an ad on TV or a billboard? Of course not. Choosing your attorney also should not be done so casually and without thought. I do not advertise on TV or billboards, but only on this radio show. I give all clients personal attention. Your phone calls are never intercepted by some untrained assistant. I take all calls if I am available or return calls at my earliest opportunity. I was named Trial Attorney of the Year by the Arizona Trial Lawyers Association 2 years ago and have 48 years of experience. So think about it and choose your accident attorney wisely. My number is 602-279-1914, and my office is located at 7301 North 16th Street, Suite 203 in Phoenix. I personally welcome your call. Again, 602-279-1914.
You are listening to the Middle East Radio Forum on 960 The Patriot. To join in the conversation, call anytime at 602-508-0960. That's 602-508-0960. Outside of the Valley, call toll-free 888-960-9696. Questions are also welcome at radioforum@AOL.com. That's radioforum@AOL.com. Now back to your host, Attorney William J. Wolf.
Welcome back to today's edition of Middle East Radio Forum. We're talking about many things related to the U.S. election upcoming. We're going to be relating it to the Middle East. Also, Ted, I have an email question from Jan in Sun City. She says, what about election fraud? So if you could maybe wind that into the conversation. But yep. I think it's real important to talk about how COVID, this is really something that's really shaking things up, how that affects the election and election fraud. But go ahead, please.
Well, we've experienced for the last almost 4 years a constant barrage of hoaxes intended to stampede us and to color our thinking. And we have the Russian hoax. We have the impeachment hoax. We have Trump is considered an anti-Semite, although he has 8 grandchildren who are halakhically Jewish. And it's all a smear job. Nothing you get from the Democrats is based on truth. Okay, it's all lies. Now, that being the case, the difference came out on the lockdown at the debate. And Biden said he wanted the lockdown until the end of the year. And Trump is moving to open it up. Now, that's a key thing. And I checked out the polling. The polls seem to think that people are worried, and they support, to a large extent, the lockdown. But the lockdown is another hoax. And COVID-19, another hoax. Just like climate change is another hoax. Now, I'll deal with that because there's no question. And here's what the issues on climate change are. There's no question that the more carbon in the air from burning fossil fuels can affect climate. But the question is, beyond the more carbon, what's happening out there with sunspots in the sun, and what is really contributing to this? That's the first question. It's not whether man-made contributes. That's not the issue. And the second issue is, they want to charge trillions of dollars and change everything. It's all designed to enable world government to take over. And nobody knows, spending all the money, for instance, are we better off to abandon the coastline if it ever gets swamped by the ocean?
I would be for abandoning Los Angeles, absolutely.
There you go. So that is an issue never discussed. Now, just today, I posted 2 articles. There are 3 professors from Harvard and Yale and different places, and they came out against the lockdown. And here's the biggest kicker. The World Health Organization flipped. And they said the harm from a lockdown is far too great, and they're now recommending no lockdown. So here you have the Democrats. Why do they want the lockdown? Because they want to ruin Trump's economy, plain and simple. Now, Trump gets COVID. He goes in. 3 days later, he's reborn. What the hell is that? I thought this was a deadly disease. So that's going to come out. And Trump is a hero now. He says, I'm going to give everybody what I was given for free. So that's going to give him a tailwind. And now that all these things are happening, he can more comfortably come out and end the lockdown and do other things. But first he has to massage the publics where they're become prepared to end the lockdown.
You know, Ted, poverty is devastating also. I mean, you know, poverty destroys entire families. You know, you get somebody with a business 20, 30 years invested, all of a sudden it's gone because of a mandatory lockdown. I mean, it sounds a lot more severe than the disease.
It's unheard of. And I was talking to my friend today who really knows this stuff, and he said that the blacks who voted 8% for Trump in 16 are now up to 22%, and the blacks are the biggest ethnic group, and so he's more than doubled that. And Candace Owens said that all you need is 15%, and the Democrats will never win another election. And the Latinos, and you've got a lot of the Latinos in Arizona, they've also increased their support for Trump dramatically.
All right, Ted, I've got to stop you there. You can pick up when we get back. We have one final break before the longest segment, thankfully. And I do want you to wind into the discussion, the election fraud, that question from Jan in Sun City. And also I want to go into the effect on the Middle East a little bit more, if that's at all possible. But I'm going to leave that up to you because it's you're the guest and it's your program, in effect. You're listening to Middle East Radio Forum here on 960 The Patriot. My name is William Wolfe. As I said before, we are finishing the 17th year of broadcast. This is a brokered show, which means I have to pay for the show time. I pay each and every week, and the only reason I'm able to do that is because they have great advertisers and great listeners who support those advertisers. So please continue to support those advertisers, and each time you do, make sure they understand you're there because they advertise on this program. Advertisers need to know that their advertising dollars are well spent. I very much appreciate your help in bringing the show to everybody and for spreading the word about the show. Remember, you can listen to old shows in the podcast anytime you like, and the show is rebroadcast every Saturday night from 9 to 10 p.m. Please stay with us. We'll be right back with the final segment and Ted Bellman. This is William Wolfe. My weekday job is a personal injury attorney in practice since 1971. I have been named Trial Attorney of the Year by the Arizona Trial Lawyers Association. My office is at 7301 North 16th Street, Suite 203 in Phoenix. There is no charge for our first meeting, and I take all cases on a contingent fee basis. Call me at 602-279-1914. That's 602-279-1914. I look forward to meeting you. Maryland Deli and Mini Mart on the northwest corner of 7th Street in Maryland is much more than just a great Shell station and Mini Mart. Great cook-to-order food, different flavors of coffee and tea, beer and fine wine, including kosher wine, round out a wonderful one-stop shopping experience. A loyal sponsor of Middle East Radio Forum, check them out on the northwest corner of 7th Street in Maryland, Phoenix. That's Maryland Deli and Mini Mart, 602-277-6269. Cherry Blossom Noodle Cafe has terrific sushi, salads, rice and noodle dishes, soup, and even great pasta. On the northwest corner of 10th Street and Camelback, it will become your favorite Asian restaurant. A loyal sponsor of Middle East Radio Forum for more than 10 years, it is simply the best place for a great Asian lunch or dinner. That's Cherry Blossom Noodle Cafe on the northwest corner of 10th Street and Camelback. Tell them that William Wolfe sent you there. Telephone 602-248-9090. Texas Grill on the northeast corner of Bethany Home Road and 16th Street has been my favorite steakhouse for 31 years. Great food, especially their chicken fried steak, as well as daily specials in a comfortable setting, keeps me coming back for more. You just have to try it for yourself. Also a great Sunday brunch starting at 10 in the morning. That's Texas Grill on the northeast corner of Bethany Home Road and 16th Street. Give them a try and you will have a new favorite steakhouse too.
My name is William J. Wolfe, host of Middle East Radio Forum since 2003. As you may know, I am a personal injury attorney in practice since 1971. I was just awarded the high honor of Trial Attorney of the Year by the Arizona Trial Lawyers Association. I handle all types of personal injury and wrongful death cases. Unlike many other attorneys, especially the high-volume TV advertising attorneys, I do go to court if necessary to obtain the best possible resolution for all my clients. It is often impossible to obtain the best possible result if your lawyer does not have the reputation of being willing to go to court on all matters. If you have a claim, please call me for a free initial consultation at 602-279-1914. My office is at 7301 North 16th Street, Suite 203 in Phoenix. Again, call 602-279-1914. I look forward to meeting you and making sure that you obtain the best possible recovery. Call 602-279-1914 and please continue to support Middle East Radio Forum.
You're listening to the Middle East Radio Forum on 960 The Patriot. To join in the conversation, call anytime at 602-508-0960. That's 602-508-0960. Outside of the Valley, call toll-free, 888-960-9696. Questions are also welcome at radioforum@AOL.com. That's radioforum@AOL.com. Now back to your host, Attorney William J. Wolfe.
Welcome back to the final segment of today's Middle East Radio Forum. My name is William Wolfe. My guest from Israel is Ted Bellman. Ted, before you get started, tell the people how they can access your blog one last time.
Well, the URL for the blog is israpundit.com or .org, O-R-G. And all you have to do is type that in and you'll get to see the blog. And I suggest you register, which is a requirement to read all the articles in depth, but there's no charge. It's all free of charge.
Okay, thanks, Ted. Let's get back into the discussion here. I want you to talk a little bit about election fraud and how this whole election further affects the Middle East.
Let's get election fraud out of the way. It is very worrisome, and the more Trump resists what the Democrats are doing, they argue, and this is one of their lines, he's suppressing the vote. That's how they see that. And Trump he's suppressing the fraud, not the vote. But they say he's suppressing the vote. Now, there's been a few court cases where Democratic judges have allowed ballots to be counted as much as 9 days after the date of election, and sometimes without even a postmark on time. And so what's happened is that those legal determinations have been appealed, and so far Trump's legal team is shooting them down and winning in the courts to prevent this violation of basic rules for voting. And now with Amy Barrett in a few weeks is going to be appointed as the ninth judge, you can count on the Supreme Court to protect the voting legitimacy. So that's my comment on, and there's no question, there's fraud. There's so much fraud. It's all over the place. But like everything else, the Democrats are denying it. And they're coming back and say, Trump is suppressing the vote. And it's so crazy. When you want somebody to have their signature witnessed or to have their registration or whatever, that's not suppressing the vote. That's being certain to avoid fraud. And so they spin it to make him look bad, but I think it's so reasonable to have requirements for who can vote and who can't vote. So that's that issue.
Okay, Ted, let me interject something. I really do want to get into the situation, how the economy was just going crazy, was booming, very low unemployment, everybody was working hard, and then COVID strikes, and the unemployment obviously went way up, and a lot of people have lost their jobs. The airlines are just about to go broke unless they get help. How could you weave that into the discussion as how that is going to affect the election?
Well, that's why the Democrats kept pushing for a lockdown. They wanted to kill Trump's booming economy because they knew they couldn't win an election if they didn't disturb that. Now, the good news is that the economy is V-shaped at the bottom. It's skyrocketing up. And the third quarter is going to be a blockbuster. And that's the end of September 30th is the third quarter. And it's going to be huge news. So there's all kinds of great news coming to boost Trump. And the economy is going to get back on track. And everybody knows that it's the magic of Trump that created this economy, because he's doing things that nobody dreamed of, such as challenging China, for instance. Trump is redoing everything, the trade deals, the nuclear pact. Trump is taking on the world for the betterment of the United States and Israel.
And you look at the situation with Iran, I can't even imagine what would have happened if Trump had lost the election and Hillary had been in there in 4 years with Hillary with Iran. Who knows what would have happened?
For sure. And we're not done with Iran yet.
No,
of course not. That's unfinished business.
And they have a lot of internal protests, and hopefully they will continue. I don't know how bad the economy is. I know the Iranian economy is very, very bad right now.
Their COVID deaths went through the roof yesterday and today, and their dollar, rial, or whatever it's called, crashed like crazy. They are in big trouble, and that means they don't have the money to support terrorism and Hezbollah and Hamas and the PA.
Well, they need Obama back in office to replenish their till, don't they?
Exactly, exactly. Night and day. And Obama was the biggest enemy of Israel, and Trump is the biggest friend. And Biden the same. Biden went over to Israel and screamed at Israel because they had the temerity to build some houses in Jerusalem.
Okay.
He screamed at them. And now, you know, and then we haven't even got into the socialism that is now pervading the Democratic Party.
You know, Ted, we talked about so many different things. I'll tell you, we got about 7-8 minutes left. I'm going to let you pace yourself so that you can get into the discussion on what you want in the last 7 or 8 minutes.
Well, I think I'm going to talk about this peace deal with the United Arab Emirates. They have been friendly all along, but not formally so. And I just read the agreement that was being signed.
Define what you mean by friendly. Friendly to whom?
To Israel.
Okay. I just want to make sure it's clear. I don't want to assume anything.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, with limits, but they're not out there bashing Israel, okay? So they were the natural people to do this. And so anyways, there was a big controversy. Are they going to buy F-35 planes? Is Israel going to consent? Is Trump going to send it? And that's one issue. And did Bibi agree to suspend the extension of sovereignty or not? That's another issue that they said they were asking. And basically, they were asking these things because they wanted to create a fig leaf to protect them, to show that they hadn't sold out and they're bona fide Palestinian supporters and so whatever. Now, the agreement that was just signed made absolutely no mention of suspension of sovereignty or of the sale of F-35s. And I argued in my blog that it is the template for all Arab countries that want to have a peace agreement with Israel. It's the same thing. Nobody will be able to come in with a monkey wrench or demand this. They all have to play this tune, and that's a big, big thing. Now, I talk about all the Sunni states, I really do believe that Syria is going to be one of the states that Trump has engineered into a settlement, and Syria is going to join the Trump train, the peace train. Lebanon the same. It started with Lebanon. All that's coming. And Jordan has been an enormous problem because Jordan happens to be the headquarters of the Muslim Brotherhood. And the Muslim Brotherhood is connected to the Islamists in Turkey and the Islamists in Qatar and the Islamists in Iran. And Jordan, although the king is always smiling, Jordan is an enemy of both America and Israel. Now, the king, in my opinion, won't last the month. He's going to be gone.
One month from right now?
This month.
Okay.
You can watch that. Now, what's going to happen is my friend, I think, is going to take over Jordan. And he's going to run it. And he happens to be, like the UAE, a big friend. And he wants cooperation with Israel, not confrontation. He's going to also ostracize the Muslim Brotherhood. All kinds of great things are going to happen. So the revolution in the Middle East is just beginning.
So God forbid, what would happen if Biden ends up being a president starting in January?
Exactly, night and day. Now, by the way, there's another poll. 50% of the young people, young Palestinians, want to emigrate. 50%. And I can assure you that that's going to be on the next agenda. Israel is going to start providing funds for these people to emigrate and leave Israel. The PA is finished. They're finished. They've got nothing going for them.
That's the Palestinian Authority. That's the the head of the
totally.
Palestinians in Judea and Samaria, what they call the West Bank.
Yeah, totally. They're finished. They're over. And by the end of this month, there'll be enormous differences. That's how immediate this
is. We have an awful lot to discuss the next time you're here. I want to take a quick question from a caller, Gary from Mesa. Please be very brief with your question.
Yes, I want to know why it is that Israel always hesitates to annex all the land that is promised to them in the Holy Scriptures, and why should they give a hang right to the west of the world thinks about it?
Okay, Gary, thank you very much. You must be listening to our show because we've talked about that before. Ted, go ahead, very brief with your answer.
Okay, well, first of all, who cares what Europe says? Because Europe's our enemy, and we don't care about Europe. But what we do care, about, is that the peace process has started and people are joining in. So if we can make it easier for them in the short run and play this game of suspension or not, we're prepared to do that for a few months. Ease their passage into the agreement, get the agreement signed, and then we can start doing our annexation. So it's just tactical, and it's all going to be annexed. And I got a new one for you. Everything is going to be annexed. The entire West Bank, otherwise known as Judea and Samaria, will be annexed and be part of Israel.
Is that this month also?
No, not the entire, no.
Okay. Because you have an awful lot on the plate for happening this month. It's just amazing. And like I said, we'll talk about it the next time you're on the show. But go ahead, please.
Get the crow ready. That's it. What else can I say to you? I've given you all. There's still some more time?
Yeah, we've got about 3 minutes is all.
Okay. Now, Bibi is a wounded warrior. And Bibi has no question done great things for Israel, great accomplishments, but he's now a liability, in my opinion. And Bennett is coming on strong, and Bennett could well be the next prime minister of Israel.
And what difference would that make?
Bibi is not a right-winger. Bibi is the one who's been holding up annexation, holding up extension of sovereignty, holding up the changing of the courts. Bibi is always preventing the true right wing from executing their agenda. And that causes a great deal of animosity within the right camp, because Bibi won't agree to everything that they want to do. So that's how important it is to get Bennett running the show. And Bennett has proven himself as the defense minister, and he's proven himself. He wrote a book on what Israel should do about COVID-19. And now Bennett is up to 23 seats, whereas only a year and a half ago, he didn't even reach the threshold of 6 seats. The latest poll shows 26 seats for Likud, Bibi, and 23 for Bennett. So Bennett's coming on strong, and he gets these votes from the left, who are sick and tired of Bibi. They'd rather have Bennett, so they are joining his party. That's one thing. And Likud are sick and tired, some people, of Bibi, and they are also switching to Bennett. So Bennett is coming on strong, and he's something to watch.
Ted, how come you never have anything to talk about when you're on the show here?
I'm surprised all these different things that I have, they come to mind. And here we got 2 more minutes.
Yeah, well, we got about another minute. I really appreciate your being here. Awful lot of food for thought. I'll give you the last minute. Go ahead.
What am I going to say in the last minute? Let me think.
You don't have to say anything.
Oh, by the way, I'll give you one more kicker. My plan, when I say my plan, 3 years ago we had a conference where we argued for the removal of King Hussein and compensated emigration for Palestinians to leave Israel.
All right, 30
and
seconds.
Go to Jordan. Yeah. And that's going to happen. Now, what I haven't mentioned at all is UNRWA. UNRWA is the United Nations Relief Agency that looks after 1.3 million refugees in Gaza. Our plans are to move those refugees to Jordan so that they can get health care, education, Social Security, and Jordan is going to give it to them rather than UNRWA.
Okay.
And that's what's coming. And that means that,
quickly,
this is the bottom line, Gaza will end up being annexed by Israel.
Okay. Ted Vellman of Israel Pundit, thank you very much. Awful lot to talk about. Like I said, we'll have you on again after the election. You'll either be able to gloat or eat crow, one of the two. This coming Sunday, October 18, Mayor Jolovitz will be the host. His guest will be the conservative educator and historian Dr. Jake Jacobs, who will speak about his recent book, Mob Rule, and examine the ideological implications of the coming presidential election, the most contentious and consequential in modern American politics. Don't miss that show. Have a pleasant day.